With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome along to Writer's Routine. My name's Dan Simpson. Thank you for finding us. It's time for another random routine. This week, it's from almost exactly 2 years ago. I mean, as I edit, 2 years to the very day since we released this one, back in 2019. Before we knew what would happen, Louise Candlish came on the show. She was hot off the back of her sensational book, Our House, being one of the biggest books around. It had sold hundreds of thousands of copies. It had just won Best Crime and Thriller Fiction at the British Book Awards. She had just published Those People. Since then, she published The Other Passenger. There's another one coming out in the summer. And in this little bite-size bonus episode, you'll get to hear the routine of her day and also the writing routine of her year. And because we recorded this like a week after she won the award, and where real success was clearly coming her way, you can kind of hear how everything seemed to be changing. She was at that tipping point. Now, if you want to hear the full episode, you can just follow us wherever you get your podcasts. And if you enjoy it, if you get a little inspiration, just something that helps the way that you write, the way that you plan your day, you can always support us over at patreon.com/writersroutine. And let's get into it with Louise Candlish and just her writer's routine.
The last couple of years, it's changed a little bit as my daughters got a bit older. I used to always do the school run, and then I used to walk the dog, and then I would start at 10 o'clock. So 10 a.m. was my start time. But recently, our dog died, unfortunately, and my daughter doesn't need me chauffeuring her anymore. And so I'm probably on the sofa ready to work at about 8:30. So I'll get up and I'll have, you know, had breakfast with the family and, you know, had a couple of coffees. I'll probably have checked my email while I'm, you know, pre 8 o'clock to see if there's anything that, you know, I need to do before I start working. By working, I mean writing, but of course, you know, there's huge numbers of other tasks involved, as you know. So probably about 8:30, I'll start writing, and then I'll try and be disciplined, and I'll try and do 1,000 words a day. And that's when I'm writing a first draft. So all of this is to do with a first draft, when you can be quite, impose a structure on it. And then I'll break probably for lunch, and I might watch something on the laptop, or I might go for a walk, then do a few more hours, and then my daughter will come home from school and I'll catch up with her. And then if I'm really close to a deadline, I'll then do an evening shift as well.
So you say you try to get through about 1,000 words a day. Is that, yes, is that the lower limit? Will you, on a particularly bad day perhaps, where they're just not coming, will you really push on with it and just get 1,000 words done, or are you quite flexible in being able to leave yourself and think, well, the ideas aren't coming, maybe I'll just rest it for the day?
I'm flexible. So the way I say 1,000 words a day, but I actually set out a work plan for myself at the beginning of a book, and it's a weekly word count, because I know what I'm like. I know I will have a day when I'm really in the mood and I'm enjoying writing the scene, and I might do 2,000 words. And then I might have a day when there's masses of distractions. I've got lots of, you know, sort of other things to do, like, you know, taking the car in an MOT, or something to do with my personal life, and I'll know I won't be able to get a full day's work in. So I tend to have a weekly goal for myself. And I'm really flexible about it. I have a rule that you don't beat yourself up. You don't get anxious about it. If you have a bad week, then you make it up the next week. I mean, ultimately, you have this one deadline. And so long as you meet it, no one needs to know what you did. No one needs to know, you know, whether you did it all in the last 2 weeks, like someone cramming for an exam, or whether actually you had it all nailed in the first month.
But you mentioned earlier on how one of the things that you're quite, that you need to tell your story is, you know, almost silence. You need concentration. You need to lock yourself away with just your story. Is there anything else that you require to be able to get the words down? A final little quirk, an eccentricity, something, you know, a coffee at a certain time every day. You need to be using a specific word processor. Anything that just helps you get your ideas down?
I think I it's very prosaic, but I do need to feel like I've got an empty slate. So I do have to check all of my email and social media and feel like I've kind of done a bit of that before I start. Otherwise, I feel like that's sort of, you know, niggling, and I've got to keep checking, because the great distraction for us all now is, you know, the notifications and the constant, you know, you could be on social media all day not doing anything else. And so I like to have to feel like I've got a clean slate before I start. So so sitting down and writing isn't the first thing I do. And then the coffees, it's not really a ritualistic thing at all, but I will need constant coffee or I won't, my brain doesn't work. I mean, I'm definitely addicted.
Well, without nitpicking too much further, if you were to analyse your, I don't know, 5-6 hours of writing a day, do you find that you work in bursts, you know, 90-minute surges, and then you kind of, you find yourself being distracted by things? How do those hours work for you?
Well, it's kind of different each time. It's hard to say that there's a standard answer to that. It could be that it's just all done beautifully in an hour, or it could be that it's quite a painful process. I'm very much a kind of get something down kind of writer. So I'm not kind of polishing each sentence as I go. I'd like to get the scene, the bare bones of the scene down, and then I go over it layering and layering and layering. So so it probably is fairly consistent. If say I'm writing a scene, that's literally how I will do it. There will be, you know, kind of skeleton with a bit of dialogue, and I'll know what's happening in the scene, and then I'll go back to the beginning of the scene, and then I'll go through it, improving it, cutting it, adding to it. And so it's a layering process, and that's just within the one day. And then there's multiple times that I'll read it and edit it after that. Those People is a really good one to talk about, because I actually began it on January the 1st or January the 2nd. So I literally can do you a calendar year of what's going to happen this year. So my deadline is end of July. So that is that 7 months? That's 7 months if I'm starting on the 1st of January. That's quite tight for me. I'm finding that hard. So that will be the deadline for the first draft to go to my editors. But within that time, I have a new book out. So I have a book out at the end of June. So that comes with a bit of touring, launch, media, all kinds of stuff, you know, nice things like this. That's all got to be slotted in as well. And then there's also my previous book, Our House, which is still a current book in the stores, winning awards, as you said. And you know, I'm talking about it a lot. So I've got my deadline for the end of July, but that's not the only thing I'm doing. So it's really, really stressful and tough until that point. And then, of course, if I feel that the book isn't in, you know, isn't a high enough quality, I'll talk to editors and I'll get an extension. But I'm still at this moment, I'd be working towards that end of July. August, I will then try and go on holiday. At school holidays, I'll try and go on holiday. And what I found in recent years is that there's no such thing as a holiday, really. You know, there might be media things I'm doing from holiday, or there might be questions from editors, or they may turn around the manuscript very quickly and want me to get started on the next draft. But say I do get a holiday, and that could be 2 or 3 weeks. Towards the end of August, I will then get editors' notes back on the new book. And they are usually quite extensive with me. I'm very collaborative. I really need my editor's input. And so I will know that there is a big rewrite to do. And so I will then do that probably throughout September, end of August, September, and then I'll deliver the next draft. And that might come back two or three more times. And then by the end of the year, we've got the book, you know, in the can.
And that then comes out the following July.
That will come out in summer. This year it's June. Last year it was April. So it's cutting it quite fine. I mean, it's probably, you know, as fine as they like to cut it.
That was this week's random routine back from 2019 when Louise Candlish came on the show. You can get links to her work right now if you want to buy it. It's over at writersroutine.com or in the episode notes wherever you're listening. Make sure you give us a follow on Friday. We've got a full episode of the pod with Greg Buchanan talking about his debut 16 Horses, all about 16 horses heads that have been buried in a field and the chain of crimes that takes over a community. That's with Greg this Friday on the show, so make sure you follow us wherever you're listening to your podcasts. In the meantime, you can always support us over at patreon.com/writersroutine. Get in touch, writersroutine.com, and give us a follow at writerspod on Twitter. And we'll see you on Friday with Greg Buchanan talking about his debut 16 Horses. Thanks for listening to this random routine. I'll see you then. Bye.